We both. Ask for the both.
What about the book? Something about the book.
We'll be requesting your questions, your audio questions, in a little while. And let's just stop this. Okay. Give it a second to get started. Always takes longer, I don't know why, than you think.
I did love an ass about not love
enough. It's like Marietta.
If you have some people that you want to introduce right away, go ahead. Otherwise, I'll start muting people out.
Okay. Whenever you want to start, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, I have everybody muted except you and I. You can hear me fine still?
Yes.
And I can hear you
yes,
perfectly.
I can.
You sound great. So let me go ahead and introduce you. My name is Dale Maxwell, and I'm here interviewing Barbara Frank. And she has, I believe, invited some of her clients to talk about their experience with her. In the meantime, I'd like to go ahead and introduce Barbara, and if you'd like to go ahead and share a little bit about your history and what you brought, you know, how you got here, that'd be great. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. I am a holistic health practitioner. I practice folk medicine, which is the only branch of medicine that deals with killing parasites. My mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, they all treated people using creams and lotions to kill parasites, and they had a parasite formula that people took inside, and so I've just made them better and made them with higher quality products, I think, or maybe not. They grew a lot of the herbs they used, but they had a way to purify the herbs that I'm still using, and I've tested many things on the market that are supposed to kill parasites, and they all had lots of parasites in them. Especially the green drinks and the spirulina and the things like that. So, you know, before you would drink something like that or eat something like that, I would, you know, make sure it's not full of parasites. But anyway, my none of my products have parasites in them. I think that's very, very important. The lab who tests my products says that our government allows 500 colony-forming microbes to be in anything that anyone eats or drinks, because no one knows how to get rid of them except by irradiation, which is changing the DNA, so we don't want that. I see many, many people, and one of the most stark things I see is that people are starving. Your body needs good nutrition, and people eat small meals hoping to stay slim, and they're not getting the nourishment they need. In 1943, the Department of Health and Human Services declared that we would have to eat 20 times as much as what we were eating at that time in order to get the proper nutrients from our food. So my mother really focused on nutrition, and she had that article pinned up, and so we really ate really concentrated and very, very good food. And I hope that you will, too. Just your normal, everyday, average meal is not going to nourish you. You need to take good supplements and eat concentrated foods. I drink a lot of freshly squeezed juices. I love orange juice and lemon juice, which are very, very good for you. Lemon especially is good because it helps the gallbladder make bile and then also helps in digestion. And it's an antiseptic, so it helps to clean out your body. So I drink these juices fresh, and along with my food, I eat concentrated foods. And people say I look amazing for a 60-year-old who's going to be 61 next month. So I want you to do the same thing I'm doing. Use my pure products. Kill your parasites, because everyone is killed by them. And if you do that, your problems will start fading away and going away. Your skin will become beautiful because the rose cream cleans your lymph system and the blood and the respiratory system when you put it on your skin. Everything you put on your skin goes into your blood. And so this is something that you want to have in your blood because it'll be fighting for you and fighting for your immune system. It also rebalances your hormones, which hormones affect every single process in your body. And so you want to have them balanced like that. So basically, you know, I'm here to help you if you want me to help you to kill your parasites in a natural way that's not going to hurt you. And by the way, lately I've been talking to people who want to kill all their parasites like yesterday, and they're using too much of the products. If you're going to do that, I don't recommend it. I recommend that you have to drink a lot of water to flush out the dead parasites. So you might as well just take your time and do it slowly and be comfortable and enjoy every day as you become more perceptually enhanced. Your consciousness will greatly improve as you kill the parasites. Between you and reality is the parasites. So as you start killing them, you're going to find everything changing. Colors become more bright and brilliant. Your perception of reality becomes more intense. And, you know, it's all a good, good process. So I would open up questions. Another thing I'd like to mention is in my book I talk about the demonstration effect, and that's where we see on TV people that are all perfect and beautiful. And then when we look in the mirror and we're starting to age, we start to unconsciously diminish our quality of ourselves. You're the same now as you were when you were 20 years old, so you know, the body aging is because you're allowing it to age. You can stop that. And so don't change your perception of yourself. Don't feel like you're not as valuable as you were when you were younger, because you still are the same person. You're still valuable. I see many seniors, and they, you know, lamenting that, oh, I'm old now. I'm not, basically, they're saying they're not worth anything. And I always say, no, that's not true. You're the same. You have the same value. Our brains are designed to last forever. We allow our bodies to wear out. So you fight and get your body back. Don't allow your body to wear out like that. Get on my program and bring your body back. And so if anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them, or anything you want to talk about.
Let me see if I can get on the people that I think are in your area, that I think are your friends, that you know are, have called in particularly in area code 310 prefix 755. If you'd like to ask a question, I'm going to unmute you now.
My area code is 301.
Yeah, 301.
And then 240.
Okay. Well,
and
I don't need your phone number. I wanted to tell them so they could. So. You should be able to
310 is not this area code. 310 is not this area code.
Well, my
the area code where the people are that know me, that come to me, is 301.
301.
And 240 and 703.
Okay. Well,
and 571.
Okay. I'll let's see if I can kind of do this organized. The person that's in 310, do you have a question? Or would you like to comment? Because I don't know what your name is, so I don't know how to call on you, but I've unmuted you. I can hear noise in the background.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
I'm in area code 301.
Yes.
My name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, I have a question. I'm sorry, my son is in the background. Is he making too much noise?
No, I'll go ahead with your question. Yeah.
I have just bought a $46 green powder that has all the vegetables, in it to mix in a drink, and Barbara, you just said that green drinks have parasites in them. I don't know what kind it is because I didn't look in my cabinet before the call, but should I just return it and not open it because it hasn't been opened yet?
I've seen so many people very, very sick from drinking those green drinks and soy milk. Soy milk is really bad for you, and I've had several of those tested, and they came back with a lot of mold, and one of them, which is called Cell Nutrition, I don't really want to say the name of it, has 7,000 colony-forming microbes in a teaspoon. So, you know, and they said that it has so much mold in it, and this is very widely sold. So, if you're going to take that, I would put it in hot water. That way it would, kill some of that. When you tend to put those things in hot water, they get really curdly and thick. So I stay away from things like that because I've seen so many people taking them that are sick.
Thank you very much.
Sick from them, I think, yeah. And you don't want the mold in your body either. And the microbes are bad enough, but the mold is even more insidious. It's really bad for you.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, Brenda, did you have another question, or was that the one you had?
Well, I thought of that just as she started speaking, so that's the only one that I had right now.
Okay.
I really appreciate your answer.
Sure, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Brenda. Would you mind, Barbara, while I find the next person to unmute, talk about how you're preparing your juices so that they're safe and you feel comfortable with drinking them, your ones that you're making yourself?
Sure. Okay, well, I drink a lot of orange and lemon juice. And what I do is I just put a drop of herb lotion in the water, rinse them off first, I use gloves, and then put peroxide, 3-to-1 solution, and then rinse them off. I spray them with peroxide, and then I put them, I have a juicer that does lemons and citruses. And because the carrot juice, I drink carrot juice also, and it has parasites in it. And I call the people who do the big company that does carrot juice, and what they said is if you have any immune system problem, don't drink the carrot juice because it has microbes in it. And I got that experience when I drank some carrot juice from Whole Foods, and then a couple of days later my butt is itching, and I said, oh, no, I got parasites from something, and that's the only thing I could think of. So I called them and immediately got them paraquins, and it was gone in a few days, but I got parasites from it. So Jane Brody, New York Times nutrition writer, in her book says carrots are better for you raw than cooked. And so I've soaked carrots for a week, and there are still parasites zapping in the water. You can see the bubbles coming out. That means the parasites are getting killed. Because our soil is deficient, the carrots cannot fight off the invaders that are in the soil, so they get in the carrots. So what I do is I simmer 2 half-gallons of carrot juice and then put them in a glass bottle, put it in the glass bottle after I've boiled it for 5 minutes, and it will boil over. So you don't want to leave it. It's like milk. It'll boil over. And then I pour hot water in the bottle before I put the carrot juice in it, and then pour that out immediately, and then pour the carrot juice in there, and then put it on a dish towel in the refrigerator so that overnight, and I also put coconut milk in there. I'll put it in the bottom of the bottle and then stir it around, put about a cup of carrot juice in it, and then another cup and stir it around, just shake it around. And the carrot juice tastes really delicious. And I drink two glasses of that a day, and it gives me unbelievable energy. It's really good for my skin. You won't get your legs cramping you because you're getting the calcium and magnesium. It has more iron than milk, and it has a lot of minerals that are indestructible even though you simmered it. So this is one way I think people can get nourished, because so many people are starving in the most affluent country in the world, people are starving by eating food that's not nutritious enough. So this is something you can do to give yourself the boost that you need to give you nourishment. You can also, I sometimes use the carrot juice, like if I'm making a soup, I'll pour carrot juice in it. And, you know, also put butternut squash that I've baked in the oven or put in a pan to boil it. I put it in my soup and it makes it like a thickener and gives me super nutrition that way, and then add vegetables to it.
Great, great. Okay, so let me see if I can get any more questions. Area code 909, I have you unmuted. Do you have a question you'd like to submit, please? Or just say hi, and then I'll go to the next person. They might have themselves
hi.
Unmuted. Hey. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to one of Barbara Frank's clients.
Well, great.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
And my reason for calling is I start using, is it all right for me to tell my story?
Please tell your story.
I start using Barbara Frank's products about 3 months ago. I was told by a doctor that I had skin cancer. And I got her name and number from a friend. I went to Barbara, and she had all of these wonderful smelling oils. I got a wonderful massage, and she gave me all natural products to use. Now, this particular place was the size of a quarter when I first went to Barbara. Now it can fit on the very tip of my baby finger, so it is shrinking. I am very pleased with what I am seeing as my results. I love using the product. I have turned family members on. Family members have gone to see Barbara as well. Friends, neighbors, I am very pleased with what I am seeing. And I am so thankful and blessed to have met Barbara, and I will continue going. So she has a long-last client in me.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Did you have any questions you wanted to ask Barbara besides praising her wonderfully? Thank you so much.
No, because I have her right at my fingertips. I visit her home. I go get my water, and I call her anytime that I have questions. So I go directly to her.
Oh, you're so blessed. Thank you very much.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I hope other folks are listening. And please give her a try. She is absolutely God's gift to me and others.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Now, could I have the website, though?
Yeah, it was in the announcement that Barbara sent.
Her computer's not working, I think.
Okay, well, we'll be sending out. I'll give Barbara for all of her clients the website and how to log in and be able to listen to the replays of the various recordings that we're doing. Okay.
Okay, I'm in the Brandywine area, Prince George's, Maryland.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next, let's see if I can unmute area code 678. That's area code 678. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask or share your experience? Area code 678. Okay, well, let's try the next one. Area code 650. Area code 650776. Would you like to ask a question, please? Hello?
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm okay for
okay.
Now. Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Okay. Next area code 510, prefix 222. Please ask your question. If you have a question for Barbara, this is Dale Maxwell. Area code 510.
So, anyway, if no one wants to talk, I'll talk about, I've seen many children with ADD and autism, and treating them, chelating them, killing the parasites has made an amazing difference in the children that are, like, out of control. They become more manageable for their parents. I had a child, he was just like a terror. And his mother, I saw her the other day, and she said, oh, my gosh, he's so different. You will not believe him when you see him. I had a child that had cerebral palsy, and the child was becoming more and more twisted up from the spine. And I found a tumor on the child's spine. The doctor had proposed to put a tube down the child's spine and a drip, because the metal tube was going to be unbearably painful for that child. And they wanted to have her in that situation. I started the mother to dissolving the tumor with the natural herb lotion. The child's spine is straightening out. She's amazingly better. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to help that child, to save her from that agonizing ordeal that they were going to put her through. I just cannot believe that we're doing this to people. It seems so inhuman. It seems so incredible that they were going to do that to the child. But so if you're having a child that's having a lot of problems, children get a lot of parasites in school. A lot. And so every time they come home, what we do with my grandchildren, I have 10 grandchildren, we have them to wash their hands when they come in and from school. They always have a smell, like from school. As soon as possible, we give them a bath. Of course, we treat them, you know, head lice are rampant in school. So we treat their heads with the natural herb lotion. And it's something that the head lice have not become immune to. Head lice have become immune to red. The reason why we have this epidemic of head lice is because they're immune to red. The formula needs to be changed. And so the herb lotion, people have told me, is the only thing that kills dead bugs. I had a woman who came to me, and she had Terminix. She had dead bugs so bad. And she said that Terminix sprayed her place, and a few days later they were back again. So I gave her the herb lotion. She sprayed her bed and the walls, and she said she hasn't had any problems with the bed bugs since then. So it would benefit anyone who's having itching. When you get in bed and you start itching, that's bed bugs. When you go to a hotel and you get in the bed, you're going to notice that you start itching very soon after you get in the bed. That's the bed bugs from thousands of bodies that have been in that bed. They don't hardly ever change or wash the mattress pads. They do change the sheets between the blankets and the bedspread, but the bed bugs are there. So, you know, it's to your advantage to take the herb lotion when you go to a hotel and spray the bed. I don't even open up the bed. I just spray the entire bed if I have to go to a hotel, and then put a drop cloth on the bed, take my air mattress, and which has been sprayed with the natural herb lotion as well, and sleep on that, and I don't get bitten, and don't bring bed bugs home with me. Once they bite you, they're going to leave things in your blood that are going to be with you for a long, long time. So you don't want to bring any bed bugs home with you from the hotel.
Yes.
Is there anyone that has any questions?
Well, Let me go down through the list. Let's see. Leslie in 650. Leslie, do you have any questions? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to, let's see. The numbers keep bouncing around, so I'm, I'm sorry if I'm missing people. Okay, let's try,
No, I want to say something.
Hello, say again.
Can they let you know if they want to say something, if they want to speak?
Well, they're supposed to be able to do a *7 to raise their hand, but I don't see where the hands are being raised. You know, like I told you, I'm not all that familiar with this system that I set up so that we could do this for your people. So let me just unmute a bunch of people and...
If anyone has any
questions. The questions we submitted are...
That's great.
Will those be answered to?
Hi.
On the phone.
Have their question?
Do you want to ask
have
a question?
Oh, I call it phone.
Now that I've got some people unmuted, who would like to ask a question now while I get those questions from the website? Anybody? Okay, well, let me ask Barbara one of the questions I had. I have a question about what to do in the way of nutrition for a woman that is postmenopausal. What supplements do you recommend? What nutrition regimen that you would like to recommend?
So she's having hot flashes?
That would be my memory. I don't have the thing in front of me because I'm trying to...
I've never had a hot flash in my life, and that may be because I take estrogen and progesterone in my food. It's present in sesame seeds. The sesame seeds are dirty, so you need to clean them. I soak them in the peroxide and water the way I gave you instructions, and then I rinse them. It's always really dirty under there where they were. And then I put them in the oven on 250 for about 15, 20 minutes and kind of roast them. The estrogen and progesterone are still there. And then I put them on, like, bread or put them in my salad dressing, so I'm getting a little bit every day. You don't need a lot. But that will help you with your giving you, because when you get to a certain age, your body won't make estrogen like it and progesterone. And this is the thing that bothers me. They give people estradiol and they give them estrogen and without progesterone. It doesn't occur in nature without progesterone. So why would you give it to someone? And it causes, among other things, cancer, breast cancer. So why would you take it? And they were making it from horse urine, so supposedly purified horse urine. But you can get it naturally without taking a drug by taking the sesame seeds. Just a little bit, maybe 2 teaspoons full a week is all you need. And there's also something from Highland for hot flashes that I highly like. It's called Menopause. There's homeopathic medicines for menopause, and they're called menopause. So if they're having really bad, I give them that so that by the time the sesame seeds kick in, they will have some relief. Do you have another question?
Okay. I'm having trouble getting the questions up. I apologize.
Oh.
But that was my
unmuted. Have any questions?
Yeah, please. If you have a
anyone
question.
That's unmuted, do you have a question or comment or?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, hi, Barbara. It's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
I've been doing your protocol and I've enjoyed it very much. I'm into my third week and I'm seeing results, and my family is seeing results in my very sun-damaged, wrinkled face.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm 50 years old, and I've been out in the sun in construction most of my life, so I'm seeing a lot of improvement. I have about 4 questions, but I don't need to ask them all, just if anyone is interested in them. How long do you think it normally takes to get rid of all these face wrinkles?
It takes Most people 2 months. And they're going to be, the wrinkles are parasites, especially freckles are parasites. They can peel off in some cases if you have a really bad infestation. So, you know, if people have pets, they're going to have more parasites than people who don't. And we want to do it so that it doesn't peel off, but some people are really gung-ho about killing them when they see those little things coming out of their pores. They go, you know, using more product. The products are so concentrated, you only need to use the tiniest dabs of them. You don't need to use a lot. But it would probably take, if you have freckles, Joanne, or wrinkles?
Yeah, freckles and moles, a lot of skin.
Moles. Okay, the moles are worms, usually worm nests that are in you. The problem with these things is that they grow into us like a tree, and they block your system up, and they can make strokes, heart attacks, so you want to make them come out of your skin. You might have looking unsightly for a minute, but that's going to peel off in a day or so. That's parasites. You might find, you know, like peeling off. Those are the parasites coming out of your pores. But that, you will have no scar. Don't pick or pull anything off of you. But the worm nests, which are the moles, they're going to fall off too. So just let them fall off naturally. All you need to use is the tiniest amount of the product possible. And those things will all go away. The wrinkles are going to be held in by parasites. So after you wash your face, you're going to be rubbing in the rose cream. Eventually, you'll be able to use it full strength. Not at first, because it'll bring out too many parasites. But you'll see the wrinkles disappearing.
Thank you, I do. And then you also touched on one of my questions. I was wondering about high blood pressure and clogged arteries. So I was wondering about heart attacks and strokes and how your products would help those things. Because we have both of that in my family as well, from learned habits and so forth.
Right. I don't think it's from learned habits. I think the heart attacks and strokes are blockages in the body. The parasites will get in certain areas, and they will just overgrow there and make a blockage, and that can lead to stroke, heart attacks. So it will help you to not have those situations by just killing them. You'll get to the point where you'll feel the blockages in your body as you're rubbing, and the rubbing is very good for you. It makes you stronger, and you just keep on rubbing those blockages with my products, and they'll go away. So that would save you from a stroke or heart attack.
And then
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, please go ahead.
My last question is cellulose. In the last 3 years, my lower body is just loaded with it, which is unusual. And I've
cellulite?
Asked, go ahead.
Did you say cellulite?
Yeah.
So just keep on plugging away. I recommend more herb lotion on cellulite, and they'll start coming out of the pores. And cellulite greatly diminishes and then eventually goes away.
You had said earlier what the rose cream does. What exactly does the herb lotion do?
The herb lotion formula massively kills trillions of parasites, as opposed to the rose cream, which gently kills some and pulls them out of your, you know, by putting it on, it'll make them come out of your skin. The herb lotion is designed to be used once a month, unless you have tumors or, you know, spots of, you know, problems on your blocked arteries or whatever. I recommend when people have tumors that they use it 3 to 4 times a week on the tumors. Some people use it every day on their tumors. They go away faster. So that's what the herb lotion is for. It also grows hair, kills the Demodex mites that cause baldness, and will make the hair fill in. Of everyone who's come to me with baldness has gotten their hair back.
Well, I'm experiencing that as well, and I'm just putting the teensiest little amount every other night before I go to bed, and in the morning I see the parasites, tiny little white specks in my hair.
Those are Demodex mites. They cause baldness, yeah. So they'll come out. They can't stand this. The problem with them is that they make an enzyme with their bodies that allows them to go through your bones. So you don't want them to end up in your brain. So that's the best thing you can do is just to kill them.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And it's
Sarah, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joanne.
Georgie.
Okay, who would like to ask a question now? Speak up. Don't be shy.
Oh, dear. The man I have a fool and most of it. The other did.
Hold on a minute.
You got it. First time you pick on the them, I got to come to Jason, but with the old madame, when I got to win those, got to be then.
That sounds like Marietta.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Is that Marietta?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, God, I didn't know I was, that you could actually hear me.
Yes.
Well, since I'm talking, I've been on the program for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Rose cream is great, yes. So it's a little early to say, but maybe you can talk a little bit about how to eat. Like if you could give some samples for morning, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, so this morning...
And then I stop talking. If you could say something... give a remedy or something to do for people who can't sleep.
Okay, I recommend melatonin. It's made from beets. And when you get older, your body doesn't make it like it did when you were younger. So you need to supplement with it. I don't know if Dale and Bonnie sell it, but that's very good for sleeping. It also prevents and cures cancer, and according to Life Extension Foundation. So it's something that you want to always have in your house. And your other question was about food. Well, I eat the superfoods that are in the paracleanse, the black cumin seed powder, the raspberry seed powder, which is also called ellagic acid, which is super healing for the body. And I put these things in my soups, stews that we eat. Put them in my salad dressing. Eat a lot of salads. And drink a lot of fresh juices. I always feel...
The cumin seeds and the powder.
Black cumin seeds.
You clean them in hydrocolloidal.
I cook with them. So I buy it as a ground up powder. And then I cook with them. My salad dressing has, you know, vinegar. And so I will put that in there, which should kill any parasites that could be in it.
And cooking the leeches for it.
Here.
The seeds. Cooking doesn't destroy the seeds.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't destroy the nutrients.
Okay, so how do I mute the phone?
Okay, tell me your area code and I'll mute you.
Oh, it's 909, I think.
909, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. And who else would like to ask Barbara a question? These are great questions. Thank you so much.
Are you cooking something? Any other questions?
What about meat?
Meat.
What meats are safe?
Sorry, my granddaughter's cooking something. I don't eat a lot of meat. There's an Amish farmers market that's near where I live, and sometimes we'll go over there and get their chickens, their rotisserie chickens, but generally I don't need a lot of meat. I eat a lot of seeds because they have all the protein and everything I need in them.
What other seeds do you use besides the sesame and the black cumin?
I use cranberry seed powder. Fennel seeds. I use a lot of ginger. And, of course, garlic.
Now, does cooked garlic work pretty well, too, or do you have to have it raw?
Garlic has different properties when it's cooked than when it's raw. When it's cooked, it thins the blood more than when it's raw. When it's raw, it has the ascorbic acid, allicin, I think it is, which is like a natural antibiotic that kills things. So it has different properties when it's cooked and when it's raw. I have a whole section in my book on garlic. But if you eat too much garlic, it's going to thin your blood too much. So it depends on whether you want to thin your blood or not.
What about grains? What grains are okay?
Grains? Well, recently I've been reading about the grains are contributing to diabetes. I don't know if that's true. I think that diabetes is caused by a pancreatic fluke that gets in the pancreas a lot of times from eating beef, eating undercooked beef. So am I killing the fluke? A lot of diabetics recover. So grains are carbs, and carbs turn to sugar in the body, and you need carbs. But I think too much grains is not good. I think small amounts are good.
Do you use the two-stage process where you soak them?
Grains?
With an acid medium?
The good thing about grains is that if you soak them, then they all the essential enzymes become activated because it's just before they sprout. And that's the best way. So when you see the sprouted breads, those are going to be the best ones to eat. So sprouted grains are a different matter than just regular grains. Sprouted grains are going to be much better for you.
How about sprouts themselves?
Say that again?
How about sprouts themselves? Do you recommend sprouts, or do they contain parasites?
Sprouts are totally filthy. If you clean them properly, it's fine. But if you get some sprouts at the store, and you put them in the solution that I told you to use for cleaning raw foods, you're going to hear all this crackle, 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 the parasites being zapped. Sometimes I think they throw them in toilet water because they're filthy. So, as you recall, a few years ago, people were dying from E. coli and sprouts. And so, you know, either I grow my own, if I buy them at the store, then I clean them, and I'm always amazed at how filthy they are.
And that was 3-to-1 peroxide?
Or 4-to-1. It depends on what you're cleaning. If it's really dirty, 3-to-1.
So that's 3 parts peroxide to 1 part water?
No, 1 part peroxide to 3 parts water. That's the 3%. A lot of times if you get peroxide in the dollar store, there's something wrong with everything in the dollar store. It'll be 5%. And that's why it's in the dollar store. Any other questions? Is everyone unmuted, Dale?
Everyone is except the 909 lady, everyone is unmuted.
Okay, we're getting a lot of distortion right now.
Yeah, that's because everybody's unmuted. Anybody else have questions? The more people are unmuted, the worse the connection is.
Oh, okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
How do we buy your book, Barbara?
I sell it, and Dale and Bonnie sell it. They sell it enormously on Amazon. I recommend you not pay $135 for it. But
the website we have has that stuff on is Rose Beauty Cream.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. RoseBeautyCream.com has Barbara's content on it, and people get from there.
Can they understand you, Dale?
I don't know. Anybody else have trouble hearing
you? I can't hardly understand you.
Okay.
Anyone understand?
No.
I think it's too many people unmuted.
Okay. Let me mute people back up so that we clean up the line, please.
Maybe you can tell them again.
Okay. Let me get the rest of them muted up, and then I'll tell them.
Okay, I can hear you better now.
Okay. Good, yeah, I've got them muted now. Okay. I think I muted you, too. The website that we put up for Barbara's content is Rose Beauty Cream. R-O-S-E Beauty Cream. And this is where you'll be able to also access the recordings that we're making. So, and you can get the book from there. Or you can call me at 623-242-2460. And, I can send the book out for you. So we do have them in stock and they're ready to go. We also have most of the lotions and things if you want to order any of those.
And I have the book also, so I just tried to go pull up the Rose Beauty Cream website and it wouldn't pull up on Google. But if you type it into your browser,
yes,
it came up.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that is so new. Oh, I see you put that article up there.
Well, yeah, I think that was a great article, and I'd love to republish any of the other things that you send out because they're great articles. People are really going to enjoy learning this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is there anybody else that have any questions? We'll wrap up. We're just about in an hour now. So anybody else have any questions? I'm going to unmute people again, and everybody can thank Barbara for coming and sharing her vast storehouse of knowledge.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay. I finally got everybody unmuted.
So if you're interested in doing a telephone consultation, I do health evaluation over the phone, and that's where you will get to tell me all the things that are going on with you. I'll sit down with you on the phone, and send you 3 months' supply of my products along with a written prescription for what your problems are. And it can include 3 months of unlimited consultation. So you can call me with questions or email me with questions about that. And we also have the parasite package, which doesn't include any information, just the products. It includes information on how to clean your raw foods and your bed. But I don't consult with you. You can have that as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very
much.
Thanks, everyone. And thank you so much, Barbara, for coming and sharing your knowledge. And we'll look forward to doing this again at some point. And I'll try and get all the questions in advance from people. So it'll be easier. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye, Mom.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.